And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. The Lake Superior Chamber Orchestra might be called a little sibling of the Duluth Superior Symphony Orchestra. They share many of the same players, and the chamber ensemble is smaller, with a decidedly abbreviated season, 3 weeks as opposed to 10 months. But the chamber orchestra has younger brothers and sisters of its own. Since 1997, the LSCO has run the Quartet Project, inviting area middle and high school students to spend 2 weeks of intensive practice, after which they perform with the professionals for the group's final concert. This month, Ho Yen Kwak took over as the ensemble's second music director since its founding 38 years ago. He and violinist Amy Eichers, who also leads the Superior High School Orchestra, are both instrumental in the project. And they join me now, along with Quartet Project member and Superior High School student Sophia Farrell. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Ho Yen, Amy, and Sophia.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So before we get into the youth performances, welcome, Ho Yen. You've been the assistant conductor of the Duluth Superior Symphony Orchestra, conductor of the Mississippi Valley Orchestra, director of orchestras at Ithaca College, and a winner of several national conducting competitions. What's special about the Lake Superior Chamber Orchestra?
Oh, the Lake Superior Chamber Orchestra is by far one of the most special orchestras that I've conducted, mainly because its season is really compact. 3 weeks, three concerts. Number two is the repertoire, something that is a little bit outside the box. Usually it's contemporary repertoire, music that's written either very recently or even world premieres. And also music of the past that are rarely performed. And also string quartet projects that invites students of the Duluth Superior area. So this is a lot. It is special. It is special.
Mm-hmm. Right. And those three concerts were right in the middle of it. Thursday, the 18th, tonight, is your second performance. Next week, the 25th, is your third, which has indeed the young players performing as well. And you opened last week with, well, your very first piece that you conducted. It's Mozart's Adagio in Fugue in C minor, but you described it as angry Mozart. Tell us who angry Mozart was.
Well, Mozart is known for, you know, his really jolly character. And when you look at all the Mozart symphonies, he wrote 41 of them. Only two of them are in minor. The same with the piano concertos. He wrote 27 piano concertos, and only two of them are in minor. And so whenever Mozart writes something in minor, he is making a strong statement. And this one is very muscular. I mean, it's very aggressive. You know, it's rare in the repertoire, in the Mozart repertoire, to have something quite like this.
So, Amy, you're also a member of the Duluth Superior Symphony Orchestra. You didn't have enough to do already in your teaching in your orchestra?
Yeah. You know, playing in the orchestra, I feel, is such a refreshing thing for me as a teacher. It's great to be under a different conductor as a musician. So it's a really great thing, and being able to make great music with a lot of people that have been my friends for years and years. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
So Ho Yen and Amy, both of you are involved in nurturing young performers. You both lead and have led ensembles of young people. Tell us about the Quartet Project.
The Quartet Project has been around since 1997. Warren Friesen, who was the founder of the Lake Superior Chamber Orchestra, he also founded the Quartet Project 10 years later. those students are coached by LSCO musicians, and then they're also placed into an orchestra where they perform side by side with the Lake Superior Chamber Orchestra. So it's a really great experience for the students.
And the students really have a packed schedule. You know, they start from 9:30 in the morning and they don't stop until you get to 3:30. So it's long days. And this year, we're very happy that we have a lot of students.
Sophia, it sounds like they're working you like crazy.
Well, I wouldn't know because I haven't done it yet.
Okay. We're speaking to you before you've actually had your first rehearsal. You're sitting here with two music professionals. Are you thinking of making a career out of it?
Yes. I've actually always been interested in being a teacher. You know, my mom is a teacher, my dad was a teacher. And so, I mean, really the only difference now is like, what subject do I want to teach? That kind of changed to more the music path. So,
all right. Amy, what's been your proudest moment working with the young players?
So I actually was a coach for the quartet project a while back, but the chance to work with these young students in a small group, it's a really rewarding experience as a coach too, because you really get that firsthand of the aha moments when a student realizes that how to actually play something, or that, oh, listen to this line and listen to how you're copying with the viola part, or how your parts are fitting together. It's a really rewarding thing as a coach to go through as well.
All right. We've been speaking with Hoyin Kwok, the newly appointed music director of the Lake Superior Chamber Orchestra, and violinist Amy Eichers, who's also the director of the Superior High School Orchestra. One of her students is with us, Sophia Farrell, who with other young musicians will sit in with the Chamber Orchestra for their third and final program next Thursday at the University of Minnesota Duluth's Weber Music Hall. Thank you for joining us, Hoyin, Amy, and Sophia.
Thank you.
And if you have an idea about something in northern Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. And you can always find great stories from WPR News online at wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington from our Bureau in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.